I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Has a top Raw star refused to sign a new contract? Let's talk about it. Plus, heat between WWE and AEW stars this morning, and a Hollywood star wants to step into the ring. For Wednesday, January 13th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Riddle, it looked like he got enough of the knee. Down goes MVP. Lashley concerned on the outside. Riddle, look at Riddle. Oh, very nimble on the outside. Sends the United States champion spilling.
Wherewithal from Riddle to try to avoid the threat of Lashley. And now from the top.
Oh! Well, he got all of it. Oh,
and there's Lashley with a spear.
You knew that transgression was not going to go unanswered, Tom.
All right, now Lashley hammering away on Riddle.
Now, Riddle tried to fend off the threat of Bobby Lashley, and that's all it took for Lashley to insert himself into this match.
Well, Lashley tearing at the face of Riddle.
And again, these two just competed against each other. Lashley just mauled Riddle. Now Lashley looking to continue that effort.
Riddle from Raw following a loss to Lashley, getting a win via DQ over MVP. Just being left in a heap at the end of that match as well. Talking last month about Riddle signing a shiny new long-term deal with WWE. And there is some suggestion this morning that, as a matter of fact, Riddle hasn't signed a new deal with WWE. Brian Alvarez on Wrestling Observer Live saying, quote, "Remember when they offered Riddle a new deal? I don't think he's signed yet. Just want to throw that out there." This comes about following conversation, like based on what you just heard there, with Riddle getting quite resoundingly beaten down on Monday Night Raw, with no indication, really, that a serious push is in the works for him. I mean, being in the mix with Lashley is one thing, but it certainly feels like there's a comedy character element to Riddle here. Some may argue otherwise, that being featured on TV prominently, consistently, suggests that he is very well considered. Time is certainly going to tell on this one. The plan originally was for Riddle to face Lashley at the Royal Rumble for the United States Championship. That is a match that has been quietly pushed to the one side by the looks of it. Riddle hasn't been mentioned in a singles match for the Royal Rumble, and it seems like losing to Lashley via tap out on Monday Night Raw might put the kibosh on plans to make him a US champion. All of this could be coming about because he hasn't signed that new deal. WWE would be reluctant to put the energy behind somebody who hasn't signed on the dotted line with them yet. We will wait and find out on this one, but some speculating this morning that Riddle, for whatever reason, hasn't re-signed with WWE.
Oh, now T-Bar. Setting up Xavier Woods. Look out.
Long way down.
Oh! Knee right to the face. Eyes wide shut. Xavier Woods falls to retribution.
Guevara with Solo up on the shoulders. GTH! Covers one, two, three.
The winner of this match,
Sammy Guevara.
A Twitter spat last night featuring WWE and AEW stars suggests there is some heat between the two parties. So T-Bar on Monday Night Raw beat Xavier Woods with the move that he called the Eyes Wide Shut. It's a torture rack into a knee, sort of a go-to-sleep variant. And following this, he put on Twitter, some little teenage virgin on AEW stole my finisher 4 years ago after we did a show together. T-Bar addressing the finish that he used and also addressing Sammy Guevara, who had posted a video of himself doing that same move just a few moments before that tweet went out. Sammy Guevara responding to T-Bar saying, "Someone tell T-Bag the move actually belongs to Matt DeMorest, the guy he stole it from. And I'm just trying to get the move to be seen since, you know, he's never on TV. Also, while you are sitting doing nothing in catering on Monday, check out the newest video log." Sammy Guevara throwing a little bit of shade at Retribution and their current plights. There is poor Retribution, by the way. A three-hour show with minimal staff. They still only get 4 minutes on the show. Bless them. T-Bar and the whole of Retribution are pretty good at winding people up, grinding the gears on Twitter. This could easily just be another example of just playing silly buggers on social media. Or there could be some genuine frustration over a finishing move between the promotions. We have more details on the WWE Superstar Spectacle. So, it is going to be airing on Indian Republic Day, Tuesday the 26th of January at 8 p.m. local time. There was some question about whether or not it would be a taped show or whether it would be live. We can confirm this will be taped, and it's going to be taped at the WWE Capital Wrestling Center on the 21st of January in Orlando, Florida. This is where NXT and 205 Live emanate from. There have been plans to tape this show over a couple of days and then put some of the best bits together. However, just to make things easier logistically, they're going to do it all on one day by the looks of it. Expect a 90-minute show in English and in Hindi on Sony 10.1 and Sony 10.3. This looks, as we have said several times here on the podcast, to be the first steps towards NXT India, the latest branching out of the WWE into new territories. Keith Lee knocked the turnbuckle post off on Monday Night Raw. That was pretty cool. Do you know why he did it? Well, Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio says the move was done as a unique way to send Raw to a commercial break. Quite often, you'll see wrestling shows go to a break when somebody hits a dive. That normally is an indicator of when to cut away. And they are trying to mix it up on Raw and SmackDown with when they go to breaks. And this was just simply another way of putting something interesting on the TV for people to tune back in for. Best wishes to Ridge Holland. He was talking to Alex McCarthy of Talk Sport about the injury that he sustained at NXT a few months back. He says, "Pretty freaky incident. On my left leg, I fractured and dislocated my ankle. And then on my right leg, I dislocated the kneecap and ruptured my patella tendons. Kind of a buy one, get one free on injuries. It's coming on well. The WWE medical staff are top notch and they've got me well on the road to recovery. They were all very concerned and just wanted the best for me. They made sure I got the best medical care and reassured me that everything is going to be fine. From my personal standpoint, mentally, as soon as that happened and I was on the stretcher, I was already thinking about, okay, let's get ready to come back. What can I do to get back and be better than ever?" On the stretcher, he was thinking this. "Everyone was really helpful, from the doctors to the trainers to Triple H. It's just a really good support system, and it's nice to know that people care." When asked about how long he'll be gone, he said, "It's early days yet, but the doctor has said to me 6 to 9 months. So I'm just taking it day by day and see how the knee and ankle feels. If I look too far into the future, I'll probably take my focus on what needs to be done today. So yeah, we will see how it goes. Best wishes to Ridge Holland." Staying with NXT, you, like myself, might have got a cheeky email last night from WWE inviting to be a part of the virtual fan experience of NXT. So for the first time, we're getting a live virtual fan presence at NXT. They've been showing replays and old footage on those screens. since the Capital Wrestling Center became a thing, similar to what they do on NXT UK as well. But they're going live tonight, so you may very well find yourself in the Capital Wrestling Center this evening. Show kicking off at 6:30, by the way. You've got to be over 18. My advice from being in the Thunderdome, try and wear a plain shirt if you can, or a blatant WWE shirt, and be very animated. Throw your hands up big for cheers, big thumbs down for boos. The more animated you are, the more likely you are to stick around in the mini Thunderdome tonight. Good luck with that. New Japan have announced that the New Japan Cup returns on the 5th of March from NJPW. It's the biggest single elimination tournament of the calendar. And after 2020 saw New Japan Cup pushed to the summer, 2021 sees the tournament begin return to its spring slot. Just one day after New Japan Pro Wrestling celebrates its 49th anniversary in the fabled Budokan Hall, along with action, will begin in Korakuen Hall on Friday, March the 5th. Before we head to Otaku on March 6th, and then around the country with events culminating on March the 20th and 21st. These final matches will see New Japan Pro Wrestling action hits Miyagi's ZBO Arena Sendai for the very first time. Stay tuned for more information on New Japan Cup 2021. Andrade still conspicuous by his absence after opting for elective surgery. He wasn't picked in the draft, so he's just sort of waiting to do something. But he has teased a comeback here. This comes off the back of what WrestleVote said a while ago about Andrade and Charlotte Flair maybe becoming an item on screen as well as off. Following the developments on Raw, which saw Ric Flair siding with Lacey Evans, Charlotte was very upset at the end of the night. But Andrade has tweeted out following this, "You need someone in your corner." Thinking emoji, thinking emoji, thinking emoji. This could potentially be the catalyst to make Andrade and Charlotte an on-screen couple. We will see. WWE interviewer and host Kayla Braxton has deleted her Twitter. She put out a tweet beforehand saying, "While I was at work tonight, I got the call that someone very close to me died of COVID. And as I logged onto this platform tonight, I noticed multiple disgusting tweets tagging me to make jokes about me when I had the virus earlier this year. F-U-C-K-U. As of last night, users are now greeted by a "this account doesn't exist" message when you try and look at Kayla Braxton's Twitter bio. This is a shame. It's such a shame when troll-like activity shuts down something like this. So best wishes to Kayla Braxton. And a celebrity wants a WWE match. Matthew McConaughey was talking on Marina Menounos' Better Together podcast, and he was asked if he would ever step into a wrestling ring, and McConaughey offered a very interesting response. He said, "You can't say too much about these things, but it's something that interests me." I'm down for Matthew McConaughey wrestling in 2021. Stranger things have happened. On the Cultaholic Twitch stream tonight, it is Jack and Owen once again from 6 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Football-based shenanigans from the lads. Cultaholic FC are going to be stepping onto the pitch later. Let's see whether we can get fans to join us. See what I did. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. An update on Love You By Friday. This is the Friday phone-in show that we do here at Cultaholic. It is back this Friday at a new start time of 4 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, 2 hours later than it would normally start. So 4 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. It is an all-new Love You By Friday. If you are a Patreon, the post-show is now the pre-show. So join us for an hour before the show starts at 3 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time by heading to the Discord. You can only do that if you're a Patreon. Patreon.com/Cultaholic to find out more. And I will see you on Friday for Love You By Friday at its new time at 4 o'clock. And Cultaholic Desert Island Graps returns tonight on the Cultaholic podcast feed. At the end of last year, my guest tonight was forced to retire from professional wrestling. And he doesn't do many interviews. He doesn't want to do many interviews, but he says he would really love to talk to us, celebrating his career and giving us 3 wrestling matches that he still loves to watch. Really honored to be joined by Jimmy Rave on the Cultaholic podcast feed later on today. The three wrestling matches and the life and times of Jimmy Rave on a brand new Desert Island Grapped tonight on the Cultaholic podcast feed. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.